Okay, we got to the last line of Tadihim base. Boy Rabbeis.
Yeah.
So we were having different shilas of which Isurim of Tumah pertain to Pesach Abba B'Tumah. So on that, the Gemara continues. Boy Rabbeis, if Dachu Tumei Mesim, V'Ochel Emuri Pesach, if Tumei Mesim pushed and ate not only the meat of the Karban Pesach, which they're allowed to eat by a Pesach Abba B'Tumah, but they ate the Emur, the part that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach. Now, definitely, if they ate the Emur, they're going to be over the Isser of Zarus, because everybody is a Zar as far as the Emur are concerned, because the Emur belong to the Mizbeach, they don't belong to anybody, not to Kayanim and Kolshke, not to Yisraelim. However, the question is, will there be an additional Avera of Tumah as well? If Tumei Mesim pushed and ate the Emurim of a Karban Pesach Abba B'Tumah, which is Baba Tumah, Mahu, what do we say? Do we say that once the Torah lifted off the lav of eating the Basar B'Tumah, so that means the Torah lifted off the lav of eating B'Tumah from the whole Karban, all inclusive, including the Emurim, including the parts that are brought on the Mizbeach, Idoma, or maybe not. My story, all that, what the Torah was Mater, which is the boss, so that's what you need to be able to eat B'Tumah, so that part, the Torah was Mater. My Lo'ishtori, and the part that's not needed to be Mater, the Torah wasn't Mater, and therefore the Torah never lifted the Isser of Tumah off the Emurim. So if a Tame would eat the Emurim, then in addition to the Isser of Zarus, he would also have the Isser of Tumah. Omar Rava, so Rava said, Mechti, let us examine. Tumas Emurim Mehechlis Rabbi, what's the source for Tumas Emurim? Mitumas Basar. He doesn't say anywhere explicitly in the Torah that there's a lav to eat Emurim B'Tumah. It's only learned from a ribui, from an extra word that's written in the parasha of Tumas Basar, the Chsiv. Because it says in the Pasuk Asher Lashem, the full Pasuk is a person who eats Mizevach Hashlomim Asher Lashem, Vitumasi love when he's Tameh, so then he gets Karis. And we dash in those extra words of Asher Lashem means the parts that go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means the Rabbi says Emurim, to include the Emurim as well into the Isser of eating the Basar B'Tumah. If that's the case, since it's learnt from Tumas Basar, so then we should say logically, Kol Hecha the Isser of the Tumas Basar, wherever the Isser of Tumas Basar applies of eating the meat B'Tumah, Isser of Tumas Emurim, then the Isser of Tumas Emurim applies as well. Kalecha the less of the Tumas Basar, and wherever you don't have the Isser of Achilas Basar, like a Karban Pesach Abba B'Tumah, where you have this special heter to eat the Basar B'Tumah, so automatically less of the Tumas Emurim, you don't have the Isser of Tumas Emurim as well, because it's totally in the Isser of Tumas Basar. One last Shaila, Boy Rab Zera, Emuri Pesach Mitzrayim Hecha Akhtarinu. The first Karban Pesach, the one that was brought actually in Mitzrayim, the day before Yetzias Mitzrayim, where was the Emurim of that Karban Pesach burnt? We don't find anywhere that the Torah mentions it. The Torah discusses what to do with the blood. What happened to the Emurim? Amalei Abaye. So Abaye answered to Reb Zeru, Man Leman Lon Delei Shaviski Avet. Who told you that they were burnt at all? Maybe they put the carbon straight onto a spit and roasted the entire thing whole without opening it up whatsoever. The Emurim inside. And furthermore, I'll bring you a raya that they were not makter the Emurim. Because the Rabbi Yosef had a braisa, Gimel Mizbechois Hayusham, that in Mitzrayim there were three Mizbeachs for the purpose of the Karban Pesach. Ala Mashkif al Shtei HaMezuzot, because we know the Dam also has to go on to the Mizbeach. So the Mashkif, the lentil on top, and the two side posts, the two doorposts, that served as the three Mizbechos, the three places where the Dam was put. So it says three Mizbechos. There's only three, no more. Assume the Akhrin Eliyahu, there wasn't any more Mizbechos than those three. So obviously there was no Akhtar Seymurim. So the question was, where were they makter the Emurim of the Karban Pesach in Pesach Mitzrayim? The answer is that they were not makter the Emurim. There was no din on that first Karban Pesach, the one that they brought in Mitzrayim, to burn any of the fats of the Karban. Next Mishnah. Mabim Pesach Mitzrayim the Pesach Deris. So until now we're discussing the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Now the next Mishnah wants to know what's the differences between the original Karban Pesach that they brought in Mitzrayim to the Karban Pesach that they bring in all the future generations. So, difference number one, Pesach Mitzrayim Mechir Mibaser, the Pesach of Mitzrayim has to be taken, you have to be Makdish on the 10th of Nisan, Yud Nisan, and then you sit and watch it for 4 days.
Yeah.
V'tom Hazah, the blood needs to be sprinkled by Agudas Eze with this bushel of hyssop branches, Ala Mashke Vashtei Mezuzah, on the lintel of the doorway, plus the two doorposts. And all these things didn't happen in Pesach Teres. You don't have to be Makdish on the 10th. The dam is done with a Mizrach, with a regular basin, a Klisharis, and it wasn't on the Mashkel Shtei Mezuzah, it was on the Mizbeach. The Necho B'chipozoin, there was a special din by the Pesach Mitzrayim that it had to be eaten as if you were in a rush. B'layla Echad, for one night. Now this debar is going to have to discuss what does it mean for one night. If it's talking about the Karan Pesach, the Karan Pesach, even the Dairus is eaten for one night. So maybe it's talking about the Isra Chametz, we'll see in the Gemara. Pesach Dairus Nayik Kol Shiva, whereas the Pesach Dairus, the Isra Chametz, is Nayik for 7 days. Minalon, how do you know that Pesach Mitzrayim is taken on the 10th, but Pesach Dairus does not have to be taken on the 10th? They see the Abu Al Qalad Asi Yisrael speak to the congregation of Qalisol Deimar, but Elsa Vachodesh Hazah on the 10th day of this month, the Yichu, they should take the Karan Pesach. So we say Lachodesh Hazah of this month, meaning Zeh, this one, which is a mute, an exclusion, Pesach Mitzrayim, has to be Mechem Mibasa, has to be taken on the 10th. Vein Pesach Teres, Mechem Mibasa, however, the Pesach Teres does not have to be taken on the 10th. That which the pasuk continues, that you after you take it on the 10th, you should watch it, you should check it from any mumin, any blemishes, for 4 days until the 14th day, lachodesh of this month. So hachanami is here as well. Are we going to darshan the zeh to tell us zeh tam bigur dalad yamim, only the pesach mitzrayim requires to be checked for 4 days? Before you shech, but there's no other korbanos that require bikur. V'atanya, don't we have an abraisa? Ben bagva goyim. I mean, I am a talmid shetom bikur dalad yom. How do you know that every korban talmid that they brought every day, they could only bring an animal that was pre-checked for 4 days beforehand? It says regarding the talmid tishmeru, you should watch it. Lack of libim mayadoi. Ula alonu aimer. Regarding the korban pesach, it said by Pesach Mitzrayim, v'hoyeh lachem l'mishmeres, that it should be for you to watch ad arba asur yoyim. So mala alon, just like by Pesach Mitzrayim, tom bikur dalad yomim, you have to check it for blemishes for 4 days. Kedem shkita, before you shecht it, avkan, so too by the karban tamid, tom bikur dalad yomim. Kedem shkita, it has to be checked for 4 days before the shkita. And the Gemara is assuming that if, so obviously it's not limited to Pesach Mitzrayim, there are other karbanis. For sure the karban tamid needs to be checked for 4 days. And the Gemara understands that if the Karban Talmud is learned out of Pesach Mitzrayim, then it needs bigger for 4 days. So Kol Shekein Pesach Derus is going to be learned out of Pesach Mitzrayim, then it needs bigger for 4 days. So before we go further, just to explain, even though you don't have to take it on the 10th, you still have to check it for 4 days. The Nafkamina is, in Pesach Mitzrayim, they had to decide which animal they're going to use, be Makdish that animal, and use Dafka that animal. If there's a din of bikur for dalad yomim, you don't have to be makdish it necessarily. So if you want, you could take a group of animals, check them all, and then on Erev Pesach decide which one of them you want to use for your Karban Pesach, and be makdish it then. But even Pesach Dairis has this din that it has to be checked for 4 days.
You actually checked it on Pesach.
They checked it on Erev Pesach.
On Erev Pesach.
The afternoon before Pesach.
And, can you check something on Shabbos or
Shabbos? Not Yom Tov you could for eating, but korbanos that were needed in the Beis Hamikdash, you could check even on Shabbos and even on Yom Tov.
Okay, and what about checking? You can check it. Checking
is no way safe to check it.
Okay, to make sure.
So upes there's so everything tomorrow shiny hasam over there is different. I mean, you can't say that Zeh is a mute to exclude only Pesach Mitzrayim requires to be checked for 4 days and other Karbanos do not. They receive Tishmeru because the Torah Beferish includes it. It says by the Talmud Tishmeru, who Pesach Deris Nami, and by the Pesach Deris as well, there's a different Pasuk that includes it because Haksiv it's written. This is in the Parsha of Kadosh Vayikviyach. It says over there, Vavaritas avayda azoyis, you should do this avayda b'chodesh azeh in this month. And we darshan from there, shiyu kol avaydes chodesh zeh kezeh, that all the psachim were the same, that all the Pesach daris that is brought in the future is the same as the avayda that was done by Pesach Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim. So that Beferish includes that just like over there you need bigger for 4 days, so too over here you need bigger for 4 days. Ella hahu hazeh, but Lamais at the end of the day the Torah wrote an exclusion as well. It says b'chodesh hazeh, which excludes dafka this one and not another one. So what's that coming to exclude? The muti pesach sheni, that's coming to exclude the pesach sheni, the kavos say that's similar to the pesach mitzrayim. So it's most mistaber that if it's coming to exclude something, it's coming to exclude something that's a similar situation. Because just like Pesach Mitzrayim was only a yontif for 1 day, so too Pesach Sheni is only a yontif for 1 day, as opposed to Pesach Rishon, which is a yontif for 7 days. So we'll say that the miut of Hazeh comes to say that the Pesach Sheni doesn't require a beaker for 4 days. However, the ribuy of Avaditas Avaditas Bechadish Hazeh is coming to include that the Pesach Rishon does require a beaker for 4 days. Elamayata, if so, says the Gemara, Dechsiv, that which it says regarding the Karban Pesach of Mitzrayim, Ba'achlus Habasar Balayla Hazeh, over here it says Hazeh as well. So maybe that which the Basar has to be eaten only that night and not till the next morning, maybe that's Dafka Hachanami Dezeh Necho Balayla, only the Karban Pesach of Mitzrayim has to be eaten specifically that night, Ve'nachar Necho Balayla, but a future Karban Pesach, the Pesach of Tyrus, doesn't have to be specifically that night. Amakras says the Pasuk, no, Vavaritas Avoida, the same Hekash we had before, that all the Avoidas of this month are the same, the Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Teres are the same. El Azel Lam Lisa, but at the end of the day, what are you going to do with the Mir of Azeh? The Chter Belazar Ben Azayah v'Rabbi Akiva. For the Machlokes that we have in the beginning of Brachas, between Rabbi Elazar Ben Azayah and Rabbi Akiva, that they have a Machlokes until when is the Zman of Achilles Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says it's the entire night, and Rabbi Elazar Ben Azayah says it's only up to Chatzos. And they both darshan that from this word zeh. Elamayato, if that's the case, dechsiv v'chol ha'oral lo yechobay, it says that an oral, someone who does not have a bris milah, cannot eat the Karban Pesach Mitzrayim. So hachanami, that you'll darshan the miut, the exclusion of bay, to say bay ein enechol, an oral is only excluded from eating Pesach Mitzrayim, ve'avol oichol b'pesach deris, he can eat the Pesach of future generations. So it says anymore that can't be, because I'm a krov avarita. So what does the meat of boy come to teach us? He cannot eat the Karban Pesach, but Matzah Marah, even though he's potter from the Karban Pesach, and we know that Matzah Marah is taller than the Karban Pesach, so you would think he's potter, Kamash alone, that no, he's still required to eat Matzah Marah. It says over there, well, further in that pasuk, so again, Achanami the boy, you're going to say that he's excluded from Pesach Mitzrayim. I will echo Pesach Deres, but a ben Necher, someone who is off the derech, he doesn't act like a yid, he's still may eat from the Pesach of future generations. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Kral ve'alvarata. Again, we compare Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Deres. So what then does boy come to exclude? To teach us boy in the Karban Pesach, Amar is das paisalos, if he goes off the derech, then he may not eat from the Karban Pesach. But a Kayin who doesn't act like a Yid, he's Meimer but Das, nonetheless, he still is allowed to eat Truma.
Wait, so if someone was never on the Derech, right, like, but they're not on the Derech,
they cannot eat. But it doesn't matter. Someone who does not act like a yid is not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach.
And also the person who doesn't have a
bris. Right, yeah, yes.
But wait, what does it mean future generations? Are they going to be alive in future generations?
No, this halacha doesn't apply. Only applies for that first year.
Oh.
That according to the Havamina, but not for the Pesach that was brought in any future generation. After that first year.
Okay, so someone, if they were still based on Mikdash, maybe and someone off the derech or didn't have a circumcision that was Jewish,
could not eat.
They still couldn't.
Correct.
But the first year they could.
No, the first year they can't either.
But then, in the future generations, they can?
No, the Havamina was that it was only for that generation.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's what we're teaching us, that it's not true, that it's for all generations.
Yeah, now, is there a yid that follows everything but isn't circumcised?
He's super nervous about having a bris milah. He thinks it's dangerous.
Okay,
he convinced, he's psychotic, and he convinced himself that it's dangerous, but he keeps everything else.
Okay. That's a
Vitzdarach l'michtav aro. The Torah has to exclude an aro from eating a carbon pasach. Vitzdarach l'michtav b'necher. The Torah has to exclude a b'necher, someone who doesn't act like a yid, from eating the carbon pasach. You can't learn one from the other. Why? Because Rachmana aro, had the Torah only written aro, I would say mishum demois, because he has something in him that makes him disgusting. He has an arla, which is considered mois. Aval ben necher loy mois. A ben necher, physically he's not mois, so maybe aim a loy. Maybe he's not excluded. So tzricha, that's why we had to write ben necher. V'yashmi ben necher, and the opposite, if we only wrote ben necher, I would say he's excluded from eating from the karm pasach mishum dein libel shemaim, because he doesn't act like a yid. His heart is not the shemaim. Aval arol, and arol the libel shemaim, he acts like a Jew. He fears Hashem. He's just for this one mitzvah, he's afraid to do it. So then, aim aloy, so maybe he's not excluded.
This is the question.
So that's why we need both. That which it says about the Karban Pesach again, Taisha v'sachal ayechoboy. So again, hachanami, are we going to darshan over here as well? Dubai, only over here in the Yecho. Abu Eichel per Pesach Darius, and only he's only excluded from eating Pesach Mitzrayim, Matayshu ben Esachar, and not Pesach Darius. So Rashi takes this whole entire sentence out because the Taishu ben Esachar of that the Torah mentions over here is an Eved Ivri, and an Eved Ivri 100% may eat from the Karban Pesach. He's a full fledged Jew, and the Gemara in Yevamos uses this drasha of Taishu ben Esachar not to teach us any halacha regarding the Karban Pesach, but rather to make a Gzeir Shava. If that's the case, then there's obviously no meat, because it's really not teaching us a halacha that inevitably we may not eat a Karban Pesach. It's blatantly not true. He may eat a Karban Pesach. So therefore, Rashi takes out this whole kasha and the whole following teretz. But according to the way we have the Gemara, that the Gemara asked the kasha that the meat should only be for Pesach Mitzrayim, so the Gemara again gave the same teretz, Amakra uvavadata, that we compare Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Darius. If that's the case, Elaboy Lamuli, but to teach us by Hamar Stas Peselas, that daf in the Karban Pesach going off the Derech Pasul Vein Amar Das Peselas B'Truma, which again the Teretz also doesn't seem to make sense, because we already learned that from the Bayi of Ben Necher. Why do we need the Bayi of Taisha V'Sachar to teach us the same halacha? Elamayata Umalta Oisay Oz Yoichobay, that which it says by the Karban Pesach you have to give him, meaning not only a person when he himself does not have a bris, he may not eat from the Karban Pesach. But anybody that you're in charge of doesn't have a bris, meaning a father, if one of his children doesn't have a bris, or a master who owns Eved Kenanis and one of the Eved Kenanis do not have a bris, he also may not eat from the Karban Pesach. So maybe that's what the pasuk says. A person who has an Eved, he has to give him a milah, and then only then, Yoichoboy may he eat from the Karban Pesach Mitzrayim. So Hakanami, are we going to use the Bay to teach us Bay and Yoichoboy Pesach Deris? So again, the same Teretz, Amakram Avarata. So if that's the case, what are you going to learn from the Bayi? Teretz is Bayi min l'zachar v'avada ma'akaves dafka. If a person has children or avadim that don't have a midah, it's ma'akavim from eating the Karban Pesach. However, in min l'zachar v'avada ma'akaves b'truma, it doesn't hold them back from eating truma. Elamayat, if that's the case, yisiv etzim l'yishbiru Bayi. But it says, do not break a bone in it. Again, are we going to darshan Bayi? Hachanami debari ene yishayver, that dafka by the Pesach of Mitzrayim you're not allowed to break a bone. I was saying from the Pesach there is, but the Pesach of the future generations you may break a bone. So it says the Gemara again, Amakra Vavarata. Since it says Vavarata, the Torah was compared, the avodos of Pesach there is to Pesach Mitzrayim, so of course you may not break a bone even by Pesach there is. So if so, why do you need the boy? Teretz is boy because of the apostle. Like we mentioned earlier, the boy is coming to exclude the dafka karm pesach. That's kosher. There's an instant to break a bone, but once it becomes possible, let's say it became tummy or became yaitzi, whatever psul it had, then there's no longer an instant of breaking a bone. You cannot eat from it when it's not fully cooked. So do we say mimenu yata oichel dafka from the karm pesach Mitzrayim? You can't eat when it's na. Avlata oichel na be pesach deres, but you may eat na in the future generations. Again, same teretz. I'm a krav avanato. Ela mimenu lamili. So what are you going to do with mimenu? Teretz is the rabba amar Yitzchak. You'll use it for rabba amar Yitzchak, who makes a drash in Yevamos that it says mimenu by a karm pesach and it says mimenu by meiser. Just like, so therefore we have a gzeir shav from pesach to meiser sheni. Just like an aral may not eat the karm pesach, so to an aral may not eat meiser sheni. So basically, in summation, at the end of the day, whenever we have something else to learn from the miut, we'd rather use the miut for that other drasha and say that the Karban Pesach Rishon is similar to the Pesach. The Pesach Deris is similar to the Pesach Mitzrayim because we have this other drasha of Avadatas Avodah Zayis that's trying to say that they're similar. But wherever we're stuck against the wall, we have nothing else to exclude. So Akarchuk, the Torah, the meat is coming to say that regarding this halacha, they're different. Then the Mishnah said that the Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten b'chipazim, whereas Pesach Deris is not eaten b'chipazim. How do you know that? Minalan. The Amar Krokos, it says in the Pesach, v'chatem oisai b'chipazim, again, it says the meat, you should eat it b'chipazim, oisai nechab b'chipazim, it, the Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten in a rush, v'ein achar nechab b'chipazim, but the other future carbon Pesach don't have to be eaten in a rush. Then it said Pesach Deris Nayin Kol Shavu. It says the Pesach Mitzrayim was known for one night, whereas Pesach Deris was for 7 days. What is it going that it's only in the Negev for one night? Ilei Ma Pesach. If it means that the Pesach, the Karban Pesach itself in Mitzrayim was only eaten for one night, whereas Pesach Deris was eaten for 7 days, Pesach Kol Shavu Miikla. Is that true? You eat the Karban Pesach even in the future generation for 7 days? We know that's not true. We know that you only eat it that night. Ela chometz must be is going on chometz, that by Pesach Mitzrayim it was only negeya the Isser chometz for one night, whereas in the future generations it's for a full 7 days the Isser of eating chometz. Michal, if that's the case, that implies that Pesach Mitzrayim laila echad v'sulay, it was only negeya for that night and no more than that night, and that's not true because Vatani, didn't we learn in a brayso v'yisei aglili oimer minayin lePesach Mitzrayim? How do you know that that first Pesach, the one of Mitzrayim that was celebrated, commemorated in Mitzrayim, Shein Chimutzinai Eliyah Mecha, that the Isser Chometz was only for one day, Talmud Loimar, because it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yeachel Chometz, it says, Do not eat Chometz, it's Samach Lulei, and the next Pasuk is, Hayayim Atam Yitzim B'chadish Aviv, so we dash in Lo Yeachel Chometz Hayayim, today, for one day, don't eat a Chometz. But there's no Isser of eating Chometz after that first day. But bottom line, we see that the Isser Chometz was for one full day, not just a night plus the following day. So how do you explain our Mishnah? It can't mean the Karban Pesach, because the Karban Pesach in Deris was not even for 7 days, and it can't mean the Isser Chometz of Pesach Mitzrayim, because the Isser Chometz of Pesach Mitzrayim wasn't only for one night, rather it was for a full day. Ela Hakikomer, must be, this is how you read our Mishnah. The Pesach Mitzrayim was Nechal Laila Echad, the Hu Adin the Pesach Deris, and the Pesach Deris as well, the Pesach itself was only eaten for one night. The chimutzai and the iser chometz of Pesach Mitzrayim kol hayayim was only for one day. You have to add those words into the Mishnah. Whereas the Pesach Deris no yakol shiva, the iser chometz is for all 7 days. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, shomati, I heard from my rabbeim that tmuras Pesach kreva utmuras Pesach in a kreva, that if a person makes a tmura from a Karban Pesach, it means he takes a Karban Pesach and he wants to exchange the Kedusha from one animal onto the other animal, so he's not allowed to do that. There's a law to do that, but if he does do it, so the Torah says, when you take a carbon and you exchange it onto another animal, what happens is, besides that you're over an Isser, the result is that both animals end up being Kalish. So normally, if you take, let's say, a carbon oila and you make a tmura out of it, so now both animals are carbon oila and you're makar of both of them. Says Rabbi Yeshua, I heard from my Rabbeim that if you make a tmura out of a Karban Pesach, so obviously you're not going to bring it as a Karban Pesach because you only need one Karban Pesach. So I heard from my Rabbeim, sometimes it's karev as a shlamim, and sometimes it's not karev at all, and rather you just let it pass until it gets a moment, you sell it and you use the money to purchase a carbon shlamim, but the animal itself is not brought on the Mizbeach. The alien and farish, and I can't explain when you say this way and when you say that way. Om Rebbe Kiva, ani farish, I'll explain it to you. HaPesach shenimtza kaidim shchitas HaPesach. If let's say you had a Karban Pesach and you lost the animal before the shchita, and therefore you replaced it with another animal, so now this is not an exchange, this is a replacement. Mm-hmm. And then the first one was found. Now obviously you're only going to shecht one of them, so the second one is going to end up being extra. So you're actually decide if that animal itself, since it's an extra carbon and it was pushed away, because theoretically since it was found before Chatzais or before the Shechita, you had a choice. You could have brought either one.
So you have to check it for 4 days.
So let's say it was lost before it was checked, after it was checked.
But doesn't it not count anymore? Because once it's lost,
so you'll recheck it. So then if you see it has no mum, so that and so
oh,
it
it's not
just
like
continue.
A break
right,
yeah.
Right. So Hasheni. So whichever one you shecht, that one will be your Karban Pesach, and the other one you pushed away by a dime. You had the option of shechting it, and you opted not to shecht it. Therefore, it becomes puzzle. It will never have a krava. You can't be makravit as a shlomim. Therefore, yirat shi'isai. So that animal, its halacha is that it passes till it gets a mum v'makra and it's sold. V'yali v'dalim shlomim, and you use the money to purchase a shlomim. V'chein t'murasi. So since the animal, the source animal, does not have a krava, so the t'mur that was made from that animal would have the same halacha, that its t'mura would not be kariv, would not be brought on the mizbech itself, rather you would have to wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and use its money to purchase a shlomim. However, if it was only found, the lost Karban Pesach, achar shechitas haPesach, only after the Pesach was shechted, then karav shlomim. So then, since it was never pushed away by a dime, it just by defaulted that it wasn't brought as a Karban Pesach. So then it's like a regular Maaser HaPesach that we've learned until now, that a Maaser HaPesach can be brought, is offered as a shlomim. So v'chein t'murasli. So the t'mur of that animal, since the source animal itself may be brought as a shlomim, so what then the t'mur of that animal may be brought as a shlomim.
But if you lost an animal like 2 days before, how could you replace it? Because you can't check it the other one.
Right. So when you're stuck, it's not makiv. I mean, of course, lachatchila you have to check it for 4 days.
Yeah.
But if you're losing a Karban Pesach and you don't have one to check, then of course you're going to just check one and not be to the din of beaker for 4 days.
Okay, but you'll be still you'll see the
Korban. Yeah, it's not makiv. Right.
And that's why you push away the second one.
Right. Yeah. So either way, either one. Right.
You could push away the first one and still use the second one.
You have a choice. You have two in front of you.
Except for obviously if one was checked 4 days.
Yeah, but let's say neither one was. So then, okay. So whichever one you bring in, the other one is pushed away. So let's just see one line of the Gemara. V'leimo, Pesach karev, u'pesach enin karev. Why are we differentiating between the t'mur of a Pesach that sometimes is brought and sometimes is not brought? The t'mur is halacha is the same halacha as the source. Really, the chiluk is that sometimes a Pesach that's lost and it's found is karev, and sometimes it's not karev. So why are you talking about the t'mura? Why don't we talk about the karev Pesach itself? That sometimes when it's lost, it's brought as a karev, and sometimes it's not brought. It's just we wait till it gets a moment sold. Teretz is there is a t'mura that's not brought, because you might think the Pesach itself was right for Karban Pesach and it got pushed away. The t'mura never got pushed away because it was never slated to be a Karban Pesach in the first place. A t'mura will always be of a Karban Pesach will always be by definition a shlom. So maybe you would think that there's no difference with regard to the t'mura whether it was before the shechita or after the shechita. Either way, it would automatically be a shlom. Kamash lo know that if the source has halacha not to be brought, so who in the tmura will have halacha not to be brought. Okay.
That's not the whole page.